Hello, Charlotte and R Beats Radio listeners, wherever you may be. We are here in the studio hanging with Greasy Keys, the one and only Greasy Keys, the organist of the Charlotte Checkers. I'm going to turn it over to you. We want to talk about several topics today, but we're going to have fun dissecting some things, and we're going to talk about all things music. So, Greasy,
love it.
How you doing today?
Fantastic, Clay. Thank you for asking. Hope you're doing well as well.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Waking up, getting it going.
So a couple of topics today, but we're going to start in on local music.
And yes.
Tell us a little bit about the things you've been doing for the past few years.
All right. So I'm very fortunate to make a living playing as a local musician in the Charlotte market. Really, my main focus is playing keyboards, either as a side man or solo artist or the organist for the Charlotte Checkers hockey team. So I've been really fortunate to sort of carve a niche here in the Charlotte music scene over the past 25 years to sort of, live the dream, as you would say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's nothing better you could do than play music with your life.
I agree 100%. Yeah. It's something that, for me personally, started out as a young person, actually had a bit of a family band kind of situation growing up, had several cousins who all were very musically inclined. And so we would get together on the weekends, and that would be sort of our weekend, is have little jam sessions with me and the cousins. So that's
awesome.
That to me was sort of the catalyst into wanting to pursue it as a lifestyle and as a career. So that started out in Greenville, South Carolina, which then I moved to Charlotte back in the late 90s and have been part of the music scene since then. So how about yourself, Clay?
Fantastic. Yeah, didn't have the full immersion like you did. My path to music was a long meandering path.
Yeah.
But I started out life as an athlete. I was a former Olympic speed skater, and that was all I focused on. So music didn't enter my life until later.
Right.
So after that whole life as I knew it ended, and I retired speed skating and moved back to the Carolinas. I was just itching to do music. It had always been just a hobby, just for fun. I picked up a guitar maybe when I was 18 for the first time, and then I never really sang in public and never did any of these things. And so I was a total late bloomer into music, but I knew I wanted to do it and to pursue it as much as I could. So started out like everyone else in horrible garage bands that sound horrendous, and we just annoy our neighbors. So did that whole deal, and then finally that led to a serious band with some decent management, and we had a good time, and that led to other bands.
Yes.
I was in Kids in America, and
Yes.
tribute band for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first real working band.
Right.
So those small experiences and things that you do, those open mics and those things, just cutting your teeth and just
absolutely
learning how to perform
were
pivotal for me as a, a late bloomer. I could just go in there and, sound terrible and to keep trying to get better each time. And so those are great ways that you can improve as a musician.
Absolutely. So me personally, like I said, I'm involved with a weekly open mic at Smokey Joe's here in Charlotte every Tuesday night from 9:30 PM to about 1 AM. We're out there. We have a house band with all the backup instruments there ready to go for folks to come in and either play along with the band or come showcase their own solo way now or band.
Yeah.
The talent.
Cool.
But to me, it's important, although I've been established as a professional musician for about 20 years, it's important to me to still be involved with that aspect of the community, like open mic.
Absolutely.
And just for those particular reasons of meeting obviously new professional musicians who I can network with and work with, but then also help encourage and sort of mentor up and coming musicians, whether they're young folks or, maybe late bloomers like yourself. And so I've had a lot of successful relationships developed that way. Folks coming through, maybe not very experienced, but after being consistently coming to the open mic a couple of years, have developed a rapport with professional musicians and get calls to do things now. So it's, working in that angle is definitely one way to help someone get plugged in. So that's for me is one of the very gratifying aspects of still being involved with the open mic community in Charlotte.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful that you still do that.
Yes.
And small things can lead to big things.
Always.
So, yep.
No doubt about it.
Absolutely.
It's always about being prepared And you know, when you're pursuing a passion like music, obviously, it's it can be, there's a lot of unknowns. It can feel scary. It can feel overwhelming because, you know, you maybe feel driven to compare yourself to other folks, mm-hmm. to other artists, you know, whether they're superstars or maybe someone who might be local that you might look up to. It's like, you know, I could never accomplish that myself, but doing the little things, you know, being a part of a community, those are ways that help launch you into better opportunities.
Absolutely. One of the things I took away from it is, you know, after you kind of get a little bit of experience, shoot for things that you really love to do, you're really passionate about, and you really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Have a goal in mind. That's what I tell young musicians that I kind of see occasionally. And strive for something that you really want to do. One of the big things that I wanted to do once I kind of got with a professional, semi-professional band mm-hmm. was combine my loves. And one goal I had for years, and it finally, thank goodness it came to fruition, was to combine my love of skating and music. And finally,
can't wait to hear this story. How did that happen?
Right, exactly. So finally, I met some wonderful people, the owners of the Checkers, and it's just wonderful folks, and got a good friendship with them. And Kids in America, we actually had an 80s night at a Charlotte Checkers game.
I remember that.
And so that was a highlight for me. That was combining my two loves in life, music and skating, and playing there was just awesome. So that looks different for everyone.
Absolutely.
But, you know, think of something that you really would love to do or be a part of, whether it's play for a big company on a corporate event or
right.
whatever, you know,
yes.
and then to work that way. So,
mm-hmm. And even taking it simply to, hey, you want to learn a song.
Yeah.
A lot of folks feel like, you know, oh, you learn a song, you play it out once. Oh, why should I ever play that song again? Or you know, oh, I've already played this. Maybe next week when I come back to open mic or come back to do something, maybe I should play a different song. Well, no, actually, I think you're better off working and keep playing that song or that set of songs until you feel accomplished and you can feel very comfortable performing those songs. I think a lot of folks feel like, oh, we have to keep pushing and learning something new and doing something different. When, you know, when you think about a lot of major acts, you know, they have the same show every night
mm-hmm.
when they're touring, they had to do the same show where, so, you know, aspiring musicians, you know, learn a few songs. Like you said, find some songs or something that you're passionate about and focus on that and really develop that to sort of represent you. And there's no shame in mastering those particular small things. That way, you know, leads to better opportunities as well.
And as a musician, I could not agree more. Building a repertoire is so important.
Yes.
You know,
more important to me, like I've met a few folks who maybe put the cart before the horse, feel like they have to put on a show before they actually like know the song.
Yes.
You know, feel like they have to be Freddie Mercury.
Yeah. Right.
Before they can learn how to sing the song. It's like, no, you don't stand still.
Right.
Read the lyrics off the iPad if you have to, but execute the song well.
Right.
Before you worry about running around. Acting like a fool, you know, that comes naturally. If you know the song, you know, the act will come.
You can be free with the music
exactly.
once you know it.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I see that a lot of times too. People think they have to have the look, they have to have the perfect guitar, you know, the perfect instrument. And then they're, you know, they'll be seen as a professional, and no, it really matters what comes out of you, you know, the execution.
So true.
Taking the time again, practice songs, play the same songs that week in, week out, but build that repertoire.
Yes.
And that speaks more than any kind of image that you could put out there. That's what I think.
It certainly does. I could not agree more. Building a song repertoire, learning the material mm-hmm. cold, you know, and being able to perform it time and time again.
Yes.
They say you don't get really good at something until you get sick of it. But
right.
You know, it's true.
Yeah, like the old 10,000 hours
right.
you know, to master something. I believe in that, you know, and that's why, you know, I play a lot of the same songs over and over again, you know.
Absolutely.
I can only tell you how many times I've played Brown Eyed Girl. But, hey, if someone wants to hear that song and they're enjoying me play that song, I will be happy to play that song.
That's it. And that's another beauty of people. I only wish I could play keys.
Oh, yeah.
1/18th as well as you do.
But oh, no.
I love to see someone you're playing whatever you're playing. It's in a checkers game or whatever.
Yes.
And you're all of a sudden you're throwing something else in there
yes.
that people don't expect. And
yes.
that's because you know 500 songs. And yes. I love that. That makes me just, I love that.
Well, so, thank you. Yeah, yeah. When it comes to being in the organs for the Charlotte Checkers, a big part of it is, you know, being able to kind of pull a song up on the fly.
Yes.
And so yes. having a long, you know, many years of music playing and a large repertoire of songs, you know, yeah, then I'm at that point where, you know what, if the Checkers are doing great and all of a sudden something happens, you know, and maybe it doesn't go our way, I can play a song or some sort of melody that sort of emotes that. So,
right, right.
Yeah.
You might play Star Wars. You
exactly.
might play whatever.
You know, you so. Might, you know, hey.
That's cool. That's
but,
really cool.
But absolutely, when it comes to the Checkers, for me personally, that's such a unique gig. It's unlike any other sort of show or concert because you're just there feeding off of the energy of not only the game in front of you, but then also the crowd all around you. So it's, you know, it's definitely something that you can't really describe or you know, compare to any other performance. You just have to be there and sort of experience it there.
Absolutely. And it's so, for me, as because I've been there as a spectator several times.
Oh, yeah, right on.
But you really do, and I'm not just fluffing you here, I'm serious. You really do keep the evening moving, and that there's something magical in that. It's just like it would be so stagnant otherwise.
Thank you.
You really do keep it moving, and that's a good musician can do that. It's kind of magical. So,
well, thank you. That's a great perspective because I've never really thought of it that way.
Yeah.
You know, because you know, obviously within the game, there's other production things happening
right.
kind of behind the scenes, even while the game's going on, and I'm getting cued to when to play. But then when it comes to what to play, that's always kind of my call.
Right.
So,
right.
It's neat to hear that perspective. So
yeah.
thanks Clay for sharing
yeah,
that because,
absolutely.
You know, that's a neat, that's a neat way to look at it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It would be something I missed if you weren't.
Well, thank you.
Role, so,
yeah. Well,
yeah.
being considered a part of the Checkers organization is just a absolute dream come true. And I look forward to being there every single game and meeting folks and engaging and especially talking music. You know,
yeah,
I do get
yeah.
a lot of folks, young people, young kids to adults come over. And first, they're always amazed that there's a live organist there. They always assume that there's a DJ. and a lot of oftentimes I get confused for a DJ, which I'm like, no, I'm not the DJ. I'm the organist.
Yep.
But I do take some leniencies and I will play along with the DJ. So
there you go. There you go.
So they're really cool about that. You know, if I catch a key or a groove that I'm already familiar with and the DJ's playing something, I will play right along with it. So
there you go. Well, just touching base on local music one more time.
Yes.
I know you have just about as many irons in the fire as you can probably
absolutely.
Have.
Absolutely.
But, in continuing all those different things that you do, is there anything in the future you think that you would like to be a part of, or are you at a place where you probably can't take on anything else?
Well, it's a great question. I'm kind of at a place where I've sort of maxed out, you know,
yeah.
if I'm want to be honest with myself, but I'm
yeah.
always looking for new opportunities. There's always, you know, kind of one night stands, to kind of come up and I'm always looking, but yeah, as far as like real committed, bands, I'm pretty much booked up.
Sure.
I'm blessed.
Sure.
But that's really what it kind of took for me personally with my experience being a keyboard player in Charlotte. You know, obviously can get a lot of pickup calls where, you know, maybe there's a band who's established, but they don't have a keyboard player with them or maybe need a substitute. So, you know, opportunities like that are always,
sure.
always fun.
Sure.
But, for me personally, like having just one band was never quite enough to make a living out of.
Sure.
Sure. So it was important to me to pursue my career, to be diversified and to learn many different styles of music, you know, in different genres and being willing to say yes
yeah.
to opportunities.
Exactly.
And that's led to, again, just being a part of a larger community that, you know, I have folks calling me and I'm booked out, you know, on top of the Checkers games with the hockey team and then springtime with the baseball and, so, you know, people ask me, well, what's your band up to? Well, depends on the week.
Right.
You have to go to greasykeys.com and find out, because that's where my schedule is posted. But
there you go.
But week after week, it'll be something different. You know, this week it was Smokey Joe's, Bradshaw Social House. Tonight, actually, Bradshaw Social House again with another band, different band.
Cool.
And then Checkers Games Friday and Saturday. Saturday and Sunday, and then Sunday morning I'll have a solo gig at People's Market Dilworth, mm-hmm. playing some music. So, you know, people ask me, it's like, well, you just got to
do it all, my friend. That's cool.
Check the socials, because I try to post there, but
that's really cool.
I'm on the go.
Very cool. Awesome. Very cool. Well, I guess we're, do you ever work on, say, going back to music a little bit and developing artists, do you ever just work on your own material? Do you have some original material that you dabble
with? Great question. Again, several years ago, yes, okay. I dabbled more in original music. I have a wife, I have kids, as they were growing up, you know, I had opportunities to write a little bit of music, compose some, but then sort of the drive to provide and to do that way, you know, sort of like the cover gigs, things like that sort of took forefront.
Yep.
But I've kind of gotten back into doing some original music that I'm working on with different producers and things like that. You know, I've have an opportunity to score some for some TV and some movie.
Yeah.
So instrumental kind of stuff.
Wonderful.
That really, really inspires me musically. You know, I'm not much of a lyricist myself, you know, but music, yeah, you write music all day, every day. But as far as like, I've not been very driven to put it all together and release it as my own music.
Yeah.
But I'm working toward that.
Yeah.
I'm actually working with a couple of producers, maybe putting together a Greasy Keys instrumental album.
Very cool.
Putting together actually in the style of classic organ music, like Booker T and the MGs or Jimmy Smith, like funk organ of the 60s and 70s. So, I'm actually working on a soundtrack like that. So,
okay, fantastic.
Be on the lookout.
Fantastic. That is really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Work a lot with a lot of different original bands, you know, just as a side man, you know, coming in, play organ or piano on the records, you know, do a lot of that.
Okay.
A lot of that. Okay. I've done literally over 1,000. Recordings.
That's rewarding. That's cool.
Yeah, and on my website, I've got a Spotify list of songs I've tracked on. So if you're ever interested, let's hear what Greasy Keys got on. I've got I've accumulated about 200 songs there so far. I'm still on the track of trying to find all the stuff I've recorded over the years,
right?
Where it's available on Spotify or iTunes, but slowly building a playlist there.
That's really cool. Yeah. I did not know that. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Did you have anything you might want to play us today? Some sample of something? I know you were.
I mean, I'm happy to play with whatever. I wasn't hoping you're going to sing with us.
Well, today probably not. I might play a little segment for you, but
go for it.
But no, going back to original music, I think we, I think we all inside want to do some of that.
Absolutely.
I've not been spread as thin as you have, but I've had several bands over the years, and it seems like the cover gigs always take precedence over original. And not everybody, but many cases.
Right.
You know, you're steadily gigging, you know, you're making decent money and you really just kind of put that on the back burner for a while. But I'm finding, I guess the older I get, the more I want to carve out time for that.
Yes.
And so my last cover band took a hiatus from that my new band is kind of, we're starting out covers, but we're actually ticking away at original music.
So I
certainly agree with you on that. It's something that we should all try to pursue. But it's been really fun to kind of start writing again.
Absolutely. There's, for every musician, I believe that there's that sense of self that we're all looking for. Mm-hmm. To me, music is not a competition, you know. You want to spend that time developing your craft, developing your artistry, mainly to develop your own voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, again, it's not a competition. You know, I would never think of myself as being the best keyboard player or the best this or that. But if people can say, hey, I heard someone playing and it sounded like Greasy Keys, and oh my gosh, it is Greasy Keys, mm-hmm. then that to me is even a larger, bigger compliment.
That's
because,
pretty,
you know, because again, now vocally, you know, we all have our own voice, you know, but musically on the instrument, to me, it's the same thing. It's like, I have my own voice. I have my own way of speaking on the keyboard that obviously draws from other influences, but for the most part, I feel like I play the way that I play, and I've become confident in that, where I can walk into a room of other musicians and stand on that and feel comfortable that, hey, you know, if we have a jam session or doing something like kind of improv, I can feel confident that I've put in the time, that I have my own voice, that I'll play the way I play. And people obviously like it and respond well to it. So to me, that's a much better goal.
That
as
is
opposed
huge.
To being like, you know, oh, I got to be the best. I got to play the fastest. You know, I got to do this and that. And then when really, ultimately, that doesn't really...
Tokening your own style.
Is exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so I think as a songwriter, too, it's like we want to find that voice.
Right.
You know, anybody right. who's driven musically, you maybe have a natural ear or maybe spent years with lessons, you know, mm-hmm. taking, you know, striving, learning all the classics, but yet you want to somehow turn it into your own music. You know, just finding that voice, I think, is something that drives us all.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No one plays like Stevie Ray Vaughan or Muddy Waters or,
right.
you know, what Stevie Wonder.
Exactly.
You know,
that's
huge.
You draw from those things, but ultimately.
Tokening your own sound, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, and then being okay with that. You know, you don't want to beat yourself up. You know, again, if I were to try to strive to be the best, I would have quit a long time ago.
Oh, same.
You know?
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Well, that's great that you guys are, you know, finding an outlet to not only work on songs that you love through your cover and find that common ground, but then to develop and write your own original music. You know, that's cool. I have a little ensemble called Air Tropicale, and we're very similar. We started playing together right when COVID hit. And during COVID, we were sort of like, we had a little trio that mm-hmm. we would still kind of get together.
That's,
as long as no one was sick,
that's
you know,
fantastic.
That
yeah.
same thing, you know, we started playing some more obscure covers, you know, mm-hmm. songs that, you know, maybe played like, you know, on the AM radio back in the 70s, you know, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've also worked on some original music too. So same sort of,
that's fantastic.
So, you know, we may not hear it out on the radio, you know, but we still have it, you know, there and archive and feel, you know, we could play it out live and
absolutely.
And this our
it's easy
music.
To lose touch of it when you become a professional musician and you have your day gigs and mm-hmm. but it's to hold on to that element of it is really important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a part of finding your own voice, you know, and obviously, you know, when you have say a lyricist, you know, you want to get across your point, you know, as a writer, you know, finding those original outlets is super important mm-hmm. for the artist in this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Really cool.
So what about you guys working on your record? Do you guys have, or are you going to work on a record or anything like that with the band?
Eventually, yes. That's absolutely the goal. We only started this about 6 months ago.
Oh, right on.
So
very neat,
came out of a super intense gigging schedule with Kids in America and took a little time off, but we kind of got, you know, it was old friends. It was easy too. People
yes.
I'd played with for years
yes.
and knew. So we kind of, you know, about 6 months ago started chipping away at this. So we have about, you know, 3 hours of music now.
Fantastic.
And two originals, you know, in the works. And so, yes, I do think we will eventually, you know, make a record, even a 3 to 5 song EP or something, just something that's ours and start with that. So.
Well. You guys will definitely have to make it out to a Tuesday night at Smokey Joe sometime soon, okay?
Absolutely. Guarantee it. Guarantee it.
Well, yeah, which, you know, with Charlotte as a scene, you know, the open mics, I think, are very important. You know, Smokey Joe's is the one I'm a part of on Tuesday nights, but they have a lot of other great open mics on Tuesday nights around town.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great Queen City music Instagram accounts that are really good about posting about that. So if anyone's looking for... where to find live music around the Queen City on Instagram. If you were to search, you know, QC Music or maybe rbeats.com, you know, you'd find some really cool information about open mics and other original music happenings around Charlotte. So
I'm always amazed at how much talent there is
there really
right
is.
Here in town.
There is a lot.
Just these bands will come to these open mic, you know, and you've never seen these people. And they just slay it, and they're just really good musicians.
Absolutely.
That you've never heard of.
Yeah, I mean, the scene here in the community is massive.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, a lot of new folks kind of coming in day after day. And so, yeah, I mean, even though I've been in a part of the scene for 25 years, I'm one of my favorite things is meeting new people.
Yeah.
And even if they're people that have been established as long as I have, but I just haven't had an opportunity to meet them. I mean, right. It's, you can never be closed off.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
You know, there's obviously little cliques. There's musical cliques around town.
Yeah.
But I'm blessed to say that, you know, I'm a part of them all.
Yeah.
You know, and that to me is another important aspect of, you know, if you want to aspire to be musician full-time working, you know, you just got to be a part of the larger community. It's more than just you.
You do.
You know, I mean, I know a lot of artists, you know, there's an aspect of, let's say, vanity. Mm-hmm. You know, we all want to have that feeling, that sense of importance and sense of making an impact. But at the same time, you don't want to forego the bigger picture. You know, you don't want to, cut your nose to spite your face kind of thing, you know.
Exactly, yeah.
So to me, being a part of that greater community is also, I think, a very, very important mm-hmm. key.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know we're not L.A. or Chicago or right. Nashville or right. something, but there's a lot of talent right here.
Absolutely.
You know, and there is everywhere, you know.
Right, a lot of talent. And it's just a matter of finding those who, you know, want to share that talent.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, again, I would never claim to be the best because there are children.
Always, yeah, exactly.
Small children that could play you under the table.
Exactly.
But maybe they're not old enough to play out yet. You
right,
know? So
exactly.
You stay humble, you know.
That's so true.
You can learn from anybody.
So true. So true. I think we realize that more as we get slightly older.
Oh,
we're not old.
No.
You know, we're not old, but you know.
We're experienced.
Yeah, right. We're old. Yeah, but you learn a little more as you get older.
Always
stay humble. You mm-hmm. know? So
mm-hmm. Love it.
Very cool. And one more time, the name of your independent outfit.
Okay, so if you're looking for independent music from me, well, Air Tropicali is one that I'm...
Air Tropicali.
Yep, yep. Okay. And again, we do more corporate events, things like that. We get to play out a little bit.
Okay.
But you might hear some original music coming from those guys
Air
soon.
Air Tropicali, that's cool.
Right. All right. But again, also the band that we do, the open mic Smokey Joe's,
mm-hmm.
the Smokin' Jays is the house
Jays.
Band.
I like it. I like
yep.
it.
Some fantastic
yeah.
songwriting. Chase Kilo, Amari Wilkerson, mm-hmm. James Brock, Paul Agee. Those are guys in the band, and they're also involved with other projects as well besides the open mic.
Okay.
And then you know, on the weekends, it could be anyone from recently we did a session with a band called the Deep Shallow Band, some mm-hmm. old friends of mine of good nature. Played some with those guys.
Okay.
Depends on the week, you know, just different things.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Well, maybe we should put it out there.
Yes.
Our little band, Wonder Free.
Yes.
We should have a double show, you
Absolutely.
Know? Wonder Free and Air Tropicali or
yes.
one of those others, and we can just maybe set that up one day.
Absolutely. 2024, we can definitely make that happen.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Love it.
Anything we missed today?
I don't know. I mean, if you have anybody who might be watching, if you have any feedback, you know, please hit us up and let us know through rbeats.com or reach out to greasykeys.com or is it Wonder?
Wonder Free.
Wonder yep. Free, NC. And let us know what you think. We'll keep the conversation going.
Absolutely. Local musicians, keep at it.